You're listening to Josh Cohen and the Home Team, presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
It is a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Let us not be remiss. Today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
I'm sad that I'm just finding out about this.
According to Twin Peaks, all booze, no crust.
Oh.
Celebrate National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day with a smooth, chilled shot of Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey.
What? Oh, that sounds amazing.
No, you're all in.
That's my girlfriend's favorite whiskey, and I tried it once, and it changed my life.
What if you put a little bit of grape jelly in your mouth, and then you did the shot at Twin Peaks of the Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey?
That sounds dangerous.
And then you swished it around. Just a little bit of grape jelly. You switch around like it was mouthwash.
I'm a strawberry jelly.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry jelly sucks.
No.
Grape jelly all day.
No.
Grape jelly all day, every day. We are inside the confines of what we normally call the cocktail hour, and we are going to trigger that in just a moment. But it is urgent that I remind everyone that in moments, Tina's going to explain the major... I got it, Tina. Don't worry.
I know.
We're moments away from the monumental announcement, as CCAP put it. If you are listening to the show on ESPN 106.3, thank you. If you are listening on smart speakers, because you told it, play ESPN West Palm, thank you. If you're listening on the ESPN app, because you figured out how to do that under live stations, nice job, and thank you. But for this, we'd really like it if you would open the YouTube app. Whether you're streaming on your TVs, or on your phone or your tablet, open the YouTube app and punch in ESPN West Palm so you can watch us live as we are now side by side by side, three wide like Talladega on your screen. And we'll give that major announcement coming up in just a second. But as Frank Sinatra so famously said,
it's the cocktail hour. For me, it is right now.
The cocktail hour is being presented on this Twin Peaks Tuesday by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beer, made from scratch favorite. National Beer Day, April 7th. See, kid, I know you're about that life.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate with one of the signature taps, local crafts, ales, lagers, and seasonals. By the way, the beer that they serve at Twin Peaks that comes out the tap, 29 degrees. There's a red thermostat that lights up 29.
Yeah.
Cold. Don't forget, next Monday, National Championship. Don't forget, Stanley Cup playoffs begin on the 19th. National Munchies Day is on April 20th. What is Twin Peaks doing for National Munchies Day? It says here, need something to cure that cotton mouth.
Wow.
Grab a liquid marijuana shot. Just $6 all day. Cocktails on special for $8. Featuring Captain Morgan, pear-baked coconut rum, melon liqueur, blue curacao, shaken and poured over ice top with pineapple juice and a dash of sweet and sour. That sounds outstanding.
Whoa.
As well. UFC 300. Never pay a cover to watch a UFC, to watch MMA, to watch boxing pay-per-view events. They are always free for you to watch at Twin Peaks, your official UFC fight headquarters, where there's never a cover to watch the fights. Now's the best time of the year to be at Twin Peaks. Pembroke Pines, Davie, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, and just off of I-95 on Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard in West Palm Beach, it is Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks Tuesday. Once upon a time, prior to pandemic, the Twin Peaks girls would come in studio. They would bring us food, and they would come sit in for an hour of the show.
They would.
And it generally made for interesting radio, to say the least. The things that you would learn about these young women were astounding. We made a lot of friends that way, too. But Twin Peaks for UFC 300 next Saturday night is a no-brainer. All right. Dean Thomas is making a movie. He's out in Los Angeles. I talked to him last night. He can't be with us today. He hasn't been with us for several weeks.
A few weeks.
Tina is here on Mondays, Tuesdays. Tina gets to be here. C-Cat, of course. He took over producing the show.
November.
It was in November?
October.
October.
Somebody remembers better than we do.
Sorry.
So, before we get into Paul Pierce and what he said about the white girls, and again, that's his quote unquote, the white girls, I'm not going to make you guys wait until the end of the show to be like, all right, here's the major announcement, because it is significant. This announcement is significant. This show began in 1999 on a little AM, a home team with Josh Cohen. And I got so good at it that a big FM came and stole me away that summer and said, hey, come be part of this over at WZZR Real Radio. And so I changed it, put my name in front, switched it around, just in case there's issues. Josh Cohen, the home team. And we launched on September 13th, the day before a hurricane. This show got done one consecutive day. And there was a hurricane the next day that caused everything to be shut down. And you had to evacuate the island that I lived on, etc. And then this show moved over to ESPN West Palm. On January 1st, 2013. And then eventually they trusted me and cleared room and space for me to begin to do the home team on a daily basis. In the fall of 2013, it meant Monday Night Legends, so no home team. And then Friday was other programming, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then in January, I think of 2014, is when it was, okay, home team, do your thing 5 days a week. The time slots changed. We started at 6 p.m. Some days you'd go to 7, some days you'd go to 8, some days you'd go to 6:45 and the Panthers played. And then we began from noon to 2, and we did a bunch of years at noon to 2, and we killed it. And then we went 10 to noon, which is a little early for me. As you know, I'm not really a morning person.
That is very early for you.
Yeah, and then we killed it. And then we went to 3 to 5, and then we absolutely killed it. And then we went from 4 to 6, which is where we reside today, where we absolutely have killed it. I'm so proud of the audience of this show because you guys have no idea what they have done for other people that they don't know, that they never met. You have no idea the kindness and generosity that Home Team Nation has provided for kids with cancer and women who had lost their husbands and had nothing, and single moms that needed a used vehicle donated to drive their kid to chemotherapy. This audience found a job for a woman's boyfriend while they were in Jacksonville, and he was receiving, her son was receiving chemotherapy. Donated a vehicle, found a job for the man. That's what the Home Team Nation has done for, and the nation thing gets thrown around a lot, but this audience truly is. And this audience is on a third generation. You say, how's that possible? Well, here I am doing this show in the year 2000, and this show was enormous throughout the state of Florida. And streaming had just begun. Like on your computer, you could stream. You would get, at appearances and events, you would get a man who would introduce me to his son or daughter, and the son or daughter, and he would say, see, this is the guy we listen to on the ride home. This is JC in the home team. And the kid, 12 or 13 years of age, would be kind of like, this is the, that you he makes me listen to you. I can't listen to what I want to. And then you'd have a good laugh. And then fast forward 20 years later, that 13-year-old kid's now 33 and introduces me to their 11 or 12-year-old who they do the same thing to. So you had the little kid riding with his dad, and now that little kid's a grown man, and he has his own little kid that rides along with. I didn't really think about how I would explain the announcement per se. I just know that we got to clear up some things in advance, and we have to be very calculated in how we explain this. Because as you have learned today from Ken LaVica during LaVica, Theo, and Stone, there are massive changes that are taking place. Massive changes, significant to such that we've never seen at ESPN West Palm previously. Ken explained earlier today that the show, LaVica, Theo, and Stone, would no longer exist. It would not be on radio, on streaming, would not be a part of ESPN West Palm. Ken also explained that he is going to further his career in play-by-play elsewhere, it appears. He also bid farewell to Stone. And he also explained that Theo is going to host some new radio project here on a daily basis on ESPN 106.3. So I have to make the announcement to you all today, too, that today is the final day of Josh Cohen and the Home Team on the radio here on ESPN 106.3. That is not to say that I am going anywhere. It just means that as we are now moving into a digital age of podcasts and video content that people can listen to on demand as they so choose in the locations like social media platforms and YouTube, that we are going where the people are going as opposed to staying where the people, it appears, are nationally to some degree leaving. So it just makes smart business sense, as you might imagine, to be where the people are as opposed to asking them to leave where they, to come to where you are. I will say this. The Home Team brand is a very, very powerful and a very, very memorable in this market, in the Treasure Coast market, in the Space Coast market entity. So Josh Cohen and the Home Team will not disappear. It merely will not air here on ESPN 106.3 on a daily basis on our radio station here. Okay? You'll be updated. Stay tuned to my social media as well as to our station social media platforms and our ESPN West Palm Play channel. But just know, for people that find comfort in the Home Team thing, because it is representative of the people, of us, you'd be foolish to throw away that brand. So I refuse to do that. It just will not air here on ESPN 106.3 FM as a live radio show. So that leaves me and Tina and C-Cat. You are going to see us. You are going to hear us on our content, on shows in short form, and as well radio that exists here on 106.3, as well as on our, again, ESPN West Palm Play channel on YouTube. So my advice would be, if you haven't already subscribed, do that, because this is where you're going to see and hear C-Cat, Tina, and predominantly myself. So we're in a little bit of a zone right now, the rest of this week, of radio, where a lot of details still need to be figured out, and as well as, of course, on the YouTube channel and what it's going to be. I will be doing new shows that will be exclusive to our digital, that will be exclusive to our YouTube channel, ESPN West Palm Play, subscribe, and also to our social media platforms. So you will see me and hear me there. There will be a radio component as well, but details on that are still being worked out. Excuse me. I ate last night. I ate 6-day-old leftover pulled pork that comes in the plastic bin, you know, so like it's probably not a great idea.
Probably not.
And I forgot, like I thought it was maybe 2 days, and I remembered that I actually opened it on Tuesday night of last week.
Oh.
So I've had like the worst agita and heartburn. And last night, my stomach, unbelievable, but in pain-wise. For those of you that find comfort with this show on the ride home, I hear you. I know that we become part of your ride home. And again, did this show all the way back to 1999 in the afternoon drive, and then the morning drive, and then in the midday, and in the late morning to midday, and then in the afternoon drive, and the afternoon drive again. So for a lot of you, this show is your comfort. It is your ride home. It is your companion. We ride shotgun with you. I know this audience. This audience knows me. You know, Tina's a couple years in. C-Cat's only really a few months in. But it is community. And the audience is greatly appreciated for, A, paying all my bills for the last quarter century. Don't get that twisted for a second. But for the kindness and generosity that you've given to each other. Mike Tannenbaum asked me a question. We did an event. He, I, Ray Lewis, and Bernie Kosar right after pandemic, the Boca Resort. It was me on stage interviewing these three football icon, legend, and insiders. And after, it was Mike Tannenbaum and I just at the table, and he said, what are you most proud of? And I was like, I've never been asked that before. What is this, Oprah? I'm on the couch with Oprah. And I said, I'm most proud of all of the good that my show has done for others. There's no greater compliment than when you have someone pull me aside and tell me they scheduled their chemotherapy around the hours of the show. And I had multiple people tell me that they've scheduled their freaking chemotherapy around the hours of the show because it was something that was comforting to them. It was something that they found peace in, something that would entertain them, amuse them, they could look forward to laughing to. This show I know has helped people through a lot of bad stuff, sickness, dark thoughts, a lot of stuff. This show I know is not about me. It is that home team thing. And it used to be about all the callers. And then it's about the personalities and those moments. And I assure you, again, as I said, while today is the final episode of Josh Cohen and the Home Team, live on ESPN 106.3 FM radio, Josh Cohen and the Home Team itself is not disappearing forever. I'll get back to you on when and where you can consume that. That's not important right now. What's important is to understand that I am going to be heading up original content and shows that are exclusive to our ESPN West Palm YouTube Play channel, because the times have changed and consumption and how people and where they get what it is that amuses, entertains, and engages them. Still going to be here at ESPN West Palm. Still going to be here in South Florida. Sometimes live. Sometimes packaged in podcast for you to pause, rewind. All those details will come. Just want to let you know, not abandoning you. Not giving up. Not going away. Instead, just evolving with the times of what it is and how it is. So, I think it's important that people clearly get the key points on this. Today, final show, Josh Cohen and the Home Team on ESPN 106.3 Live. I remain providing shows and content and new creations, but they will be on our digital platform, so you get to see my face. Hopefully not too much of it, because I know it's not a great face.
We're going to see a lot of your face.
See a lot of my face.
A lot of your face.
With the shows and with the content. But that'll be done primarily, almost exclusively, for our digital, our social media platforms, and of course, our ESPN West Palm Play channel. There'll be some radio that I will do, but the update on when and what that is, that we'll get back to you on as well. All right, does that cover it? Does that cover it all?
I think you left no stone unturned.
That's the important thing, is that everyone understands. It was an unusual day yesterday, for certain, as I know you heard Ken LaVica talk about, because it's April Fool's Day. You know, there's that aspect.
Yes.
But we evolve, and how people and where people consume their entertainment, their infotainment, their, you know, shows and content, that has changed. And so we're going towards where the people are, as opposed to staying where necessarily people aren't like they once were. Make sense?
Yeah, the April Fool's part of it was crazy. That was just
timing of that's a little wacky, right? Timing. What are the comments saying right now? What are the comments saying on our YouTube channel? Again, you should be watching on our ESPN West Pop YouTube channel. Tina's crying, and her makeup is smearing right now, and now she's drying her face with her top, which means she's exposing herself, which is also a bad visual that should not be on the video. CK has a new Hawaiian shirt on today that's way even better than the one from Friday, the pink flowered one.
Yesterday was my favorite Hawaiian shirt that he had on, though.
What are they saying right now on our ESPN West Palm Play YouTube channel in the comment section?
They're saying a lot. A lot of comments, one of which was, just got surgery and was looking forward to listening to you all this month during my recovery. Things you guys are going to be on tomorrow. Wishing the best for you all, and I can't wait to see what fashion we'll listen and watch next.
That's exactly right. You'll get updated. And I'm going to be doing stuff here in the very near, because I know some of you want a little something for the ride home and a little companionship on that, so don't worry about that. The details on exactly what and when are coming, where ESPN West Palm Play, our YouTube channel. What else you got, C-Cat?
T-Money was saying, I thought the announcement was going to be a C-Cat spinoff.
Sorry, T-Money.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint you on
sorry,
that.
Sorry, T-Money.
That'd be a bad idea for everybody.
How about Zach Schaefer? He says, Jake Paul was a YouTuber fighting Mike Tyson in July. Home team, we freaking dope. Uncensored, question mark?
Wait, hold on. Home team, what? Just to clarify, the home team is, it exists, not going to YouTube on our ESPN West Palm Play channel. That will not be the home team. That's just on YouTube channel. Clarifying that. Josh Cohen, the home team, independent of the shows and content that I and we will be doing. When I say we, again, those details still remain unanswered on our YouTube channel. So I want to clarify that so there's no misunderstanding. Been a lot of confusion inside the building and outside the building the last couple of days. So just so we're clear on that, Josh Cohen, the home team, is a me thing. It's always been a me thing. I brought that thing here. And so that will not be what is going on our ESPN West Palm YouTube channel. There'll be brand new stuff that'll get you through your days and nights and afternoons that you can consume, again, in video form on ESPN West Palm Play on our YouTube channel exclusively. And then a radio element that'll be explained coming up, hopefully here next week. C-Cat, what else in the comments?
Belson Lamont says, the home team saved my life.
Aw.
Any details how?
No, just...
Yes.
I had a dude come up to me at an appearance in the early 2000s in Okeechobee at a big rodeo bar. 8 seconds. You ever been 8 seconds in Okeechobee?
No.
It's an enormous country line dance bar.
Oh, that sounds like my spot.
Enormous. And this guy came up to me. It was a signing event. It was a personal appearance signing event. And he explained to me that he was in a bad car wreck. And that he got knocked unconscious and he split his head. And when he came back to life, like from the being out or gone, I was still playing on the radio and he heard my voice. And he said that he thought it was God. He couldn't make out the words, but he thought he was dead. And he thought that was the voice of God summoning. And he goes, and then I realized it was your stupid ass. And he said, but thank you though. You brought me back to life.
So there's an argument in the chat. Someone wants you to come to New York City. Apparently that's where they consume the show from, in New York City. And someone said, JC can't survive NYC.
Can't survive? I love New York City.
The chat said it, not me.
Said I can't survive New York City?
I don't know what that meant, but that's what they said.
I love New York City.
Do you give me permission to be sappy or no?
No, you don't get no permission denied. See, get any other good comments or bad?
Tina, do you have any news to share? Someone said... Is Tina pregnant? She's holding her arms there, like she's covering her belly.
You
pregnant
can't even
no?
see yeah. my stomach. And
are
no.
you? Are you? Are you?
No, not at all.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
That would be monumental news. That would be wondering.
And if Dean was a baby, daddy, it'd be even bigger news. That'd be no. monumental news. Mm-hmm. No. Is what that would be. Do you need to be sappy?
I don't have to, but if you would allow, like, if
where's
if
our
give,
sappy
if
music?
You oh, give me the opportunity.
Would you like the opportunity to be sappy?
I would like the opportunity.
I really wanted to hear Paul Pierce talk about the white girls.
I don't really care about that.
His quote. Tina would like to be sappy.
We
Tina,
don't have to do the a song.
Tina Gets Sappy is being presented today by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, trip and fall. Workers' comp issue, call Anajar and Levine. They were my accident attorneys. They could be your accident attorneys too. They will fight for you. They'll fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. They do not get paid unless you get paid. And you'll always talk about your case with an actual attorney. Call 1-800-747-3733. That's 1-800-747-FREE. And it's Jean Levine, Accident Attorneys. Tina, the sappy music is playing. Do you not want the music? Is it ruining for you?
It's okay. I'm so nervous right now, and I haven't been this nervous on the radio in a really long time.
Because you're pregnant?
No, stop. Oh. We don't need to start that rumor.
Is that the monumental
that's
one?
That's not, no. That's,
so what do you have to be nervous about?
I just, again, I know that we're not going anywhere. None of us on home team are going anywhere. You will hear us in some way, shape, or form. Home team, you
you'll
know,
see us. You'll see me
see
more.
Us,
right.
Maybe. But I think it would be wrong of me to not thank you still. Because I won't be... Stop, that makes
well,
it worse.
I thought you said you... Well, it makes it worse?
It makes it harder.
If it makes it harder and it makes you emotional, then I have to do it.
So. Yes.
Still a show.
I, though, like, won't be in this position next week. And I'm really grateful for this position.
Damn it.
I'm sorry.
Turn the music off. That's my fault. Tina, don't no, see now. No, you're getting sad. Like the other announcement I have to make is that I have 14 minutes left to live.
No.
So that's bad news for you, because if you do the math, it means you have to finish the last 14 minutes of the show.
That'd be really bad, because I don't want to do that.
You are welcome. You were tremendous.
I didn't even say anything yet.
Yeah, you said plenty. You are welcome. You were a tremendous addition. You are a fan favorite. And if I'm creating content, I want you involved in some capacity. And if I'm doing some semblance of a show, I want you involved, because the people don't like me, but they actually like you. So I will use you.
I would agree with that. I think they like me more. They don't like you.
They do like you more. I can't have you here with tears in your eyes. You look like Evan Cohen on his last show. I have a bottle of Evan's tears, actually, that I've been sipping. It's in the hallway right now because we have a policy about that. I don't want to cut you off, but I also don't want to see you weeping.
I know, you don't.
If you have more to say, go ahead.
I thought I could say it without having emotion, but I guess I couldn't.
Go ahead, say more, jerk.
I just want to thank you, because I would not be in this position that I am. I would not be the person that I am today without being on this show. And I'm just extremely grateful for it. And I'm excited for what's to come at ESPN West Palm and what we have, you know, going on here. But I think it would be wrong of me to not thank you and thank Stephanie Prince, you know, for allowing me to be on the radio, and 4 years ago taking a chance on me, because I never would have imagined myself in this position. And I'm so grateful for the friendship you and I have made. I'm so grateful for Dean Thomas. And
everyone but C-Cat, pretty much.
Yeah. Everyone but C-Cat. We didn't get that friendship level yet. Yeah. But I just want to thank you. And, you know, again, it's not a goodbye. It's not a, you know, we're all still here, and we all will still be here, and we all be doing content in some way, shape, or form. But I won't be in this seat next week with you, with C-Cat, or with Dean Thomas. And I just want to thank you for the opportunity.
Well, you are very welcome.
And I'm sorry. I really thought I could hold it together, but it's been a weird few days.
It has been a weird couple of days.
So
you were a blessing from the very beginning, and you were very scared. And you studied and shadowed Brian, who produced the show at the time, for ages. And then I said, you got to be you. You know, you got to be authentic, because you're likable. No one has ever told me they didn't like you on the show. Nobody's ever asked me, why is she there? And that is the first time that's ever happened with any female co-host of this show. And that goes back 1999. And then new one coming in 2005. And the new one came in also in 2001. And then in 2007, in 2009, 2011. You're the first female co-host of this show that not one person has said to me, I don't like her. I can't stand her. She annoys me. Why is she there? So that goes how beloved, how well you are loved and appreciated by the audience. Just so you know.
Well, thank you.
I don't feel the same way, because I would often wonder, why do we do this? Why is she here? She,
yeah.
But again,
she won't stay out of my life. She keeps bothering me.
Doesn't matter.
I am a forceful friend to you.
Is it the pregnancy that's making you emotional?
God, stop. We don't.
Is it with the emotions?
Brain chemicals. They change.
The chemicals.
We don't need to start that rumor. Not true.
So you are very welcome. If I didn't think that you weren't going to make this show better, me look good, or make my life easier, then there's no way we would have done it, let alone kept doing it. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's good to know that while you were chosen, you outperformed expectation.
Thank
you. So I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
And I'm also proud of the fact that now you can record a commercial without having everyone leave the room.
Yes.
Because you're self-conscious. Oh, no, wait, no, you can't. No, wait. What am I saying?
No, you can't.
We'll come back and we'll get Paul Pierce's comments about the white girls. We'll leave the weeping white girl to get to the ones that Paul Pierce was referencing just in a little bit. Plus, we're going to play Two Truths and a Lie, the final edition on Josh Cohen and the Home Team in its current incarnation on ESPN 106.3 FM. I want to remind everybody, though, right now, that Ed Morse Automotive Group, and shout out to Teddy Morse, who's my guy, and Carmine Colella, and Randy, and cousin Brian, they are family, and they are like family to me. Because, you know, what people drive, well, it says a lot about you. Where you got your vehicle says a whole lot more about you, because it says a whole lot about, you know, the people. And if Ed Morse is on the name, that's the name on the back of the vehicle, it says a lot about you. Ed Morse doesn't just sell cars and trucks and SUVs. They stand behind them. and by each and every one of the more than 2 million people who drive them. That's why the family-owned and operated Ed Morse Automotive Group of dealerships have been in business since 1946. 78 years of dedication to customers and community. I remember the day they opened. I remember the first day they opened, 1946. They're giving out balloons, and I stood there in my short pants. Come on, you guys. I'm not 78 years. 78 years of dedication to customers and community. When Ed Morse says they got your back, you can believe them. Ed Morse proudly supports the Miami Dolphins. Make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com today. And by the way, they also support our military, our veterans, 1.5 million charitable organizations, foundations, generous people. That's what community's about. You know, there's a lot of places you can get a vehicle, of course. But if you're getting it from Ed Morse, you know you're backed, because you are always backed by Morse. We come back, we're going to make Tina cry.
Again.
No, you did it to yourself. We come back.
You're going to make me cry. Okay.
Yes, because I have something that I've written just for you.
Okay.
Just to make you cry. See, Kat's like, let's do it. I didn't really. You're safe. You're good.
Thank you.
Paul Pierce said, what about the, quote, white girls? How's that for a transition?
Right.
Out of Tina's raw emotion into. We'll hear what that is coming up next. And no, you can't have a hug during the break.
Because
she's going to say, can I have a hug? And go hug CK.
No.
The home team on ESPN 106.3.
You're listening to Josh Cohen and the Home Team. Presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
It is a Twin Peaks Tuesday, and in case you are just joining us, the major announcement was made. Today will be the final day of Josh Cohen and the Home Team here on ESPN 106.3 FM. I will be back on our YouTube channel, our digital platforms, our social media platform, but of course our ESPN West Palm YouTube channel, ESPN West Palm Play, with new shows and exclusive content, digital, as podcast form, as video form. There will be some radio that I will do, but it will not be home team. It will not be home team here. Why are you crying again?
People keep texting me and it's making me sad. They just keep sending me sad faces and crying faces, and I just can't.
My sisters are watching. My niece, nephew are watching.
And once I start crying, I can't stop. So.
And I'm getting text messages. You're making my niece cry. The one that you said is super hot.
Yes.
Great job on that. My sisters weep. You're making everyone cry. Not because of what I said. You're making everybody cry because they're seeing you cry and everybody cares about you. So, just to reiterate the update, final day, JC and the home team, live on the radio on ESPN 106.3. I assure you, Josh Cohen, the home team brand, is not vanishing forever. That's mine. I'll have details for you on that, but the big details are, is that I will be doing new shows and new content that is exclusive to our ESPN West Palm Play channel on YouTube. We've talked all about it. C-Cat's got some mentions about who that's presented by.
Yeah, Duffy Sports Grill and Lighter Ryder Smith, Ivy and Fonrath. Watch us play.
That's exactly right. We need you to. So please subscribe more than anything, because today is the final day of this show here as it stands. So we need you to hit subscribe on the YouTube channel, ESPN West Palm Play. We're in the midst of it. It is March Betness, and that means, of course, Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet reminds you that your bracket's broken. It's over with. But you can sign up for Hard Rock Bet tonight, quick and easy. Fast deposits, fast withdrawal, use PayPal, Venmo, credit cards, and more. It is Florida's only legal sports book. And you can live wager. And you can live wager parlay. And you can bet props and same game parlays. And what's amazing about Hard Rock Bet is how easy it is to sign up, to deposit, and to withdraw. But also, remember, your bracket's broken. So don't worry, because with Hard Rock Bet, you get a no-regret first bet up to $100. Here's how that works. If your first wager does not win, you will get back up to $100. So if your first wager was $50 and doesn't win, you're going to get back a bonus bet, no risk, $50. If it was $100, you're going to get back a no-regret first bet, bonus back for $100. If your first bet was $500 and it didn't win, It's okay. They're going to give you back, again, up to $100. So it'll be $100, a bonus bet back. Hard Rock Bet, only legal sports book in Florida. I love mine. I'm so grateful. So thank you, Hard Rock Bet, for coming into my life. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. That's 1-888-ADMIT-IT. And special thank you to Hard Rock Bet and the Los Angeles Dodgers for scoring more than 1.5 runs in the first 5 innings last night.
Loaded lineup.
Over 1.5 runs, first 5 innings. I think that's going to happen in 6 of 7 games for them.
Yeah, for that squad, for sure.
Kind of feels that way. Let's get into the March Betness, because we got ourselves a Final Four set, and we got lines courtesy of Hard Rock Bet, legal in Florida. On the women's side, of course, Friday, South Carolina and North Carolina State. The Gamecocks, 11.5-point favorite. That's Dawn Staley and company.
Wow.
At 9:30, USC laying 2.5 to UConn. That's Juju Watkins.
Uh-huh. UConn's Paige Buchers. Yeah.
Where's Iowa on your women's Final Four?
Oh, no. Typo. My bad.
You couldn't be perfect today.
No, I couldn't be perfect today.
South Carolina.
One day.
NC State. And then you got UConn and who should that be?
Oh, it's Iowa and UConn.
Oh, it's Iowa and UConn. On today, of course.
Today.
Yes.
And I asked them, remember before the show, no production errors today. Uh-huh. No mistakes today.
We have to be perfect.
I'm reading this and I'm like, excuse me, as I read that, shouldn't that say Iowa?
Yeah, I know that happened. It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there you have it. South Carolina, minus 750 on the money line. Might have to parlay that. Might have to work that in with the Dodgers over 1.5 runs in the first 5 innings. In the game after, the next game, they don't do that. Then on, of course, Saturday, the men's Final Four gets underway. Purdue, 9.5-point favorite, minus 500 on the money line. And then at 8:49, the late game is UConn on the men's side, a minus 11.5-point favorite over Alabama. I don't know the women's side, so I'm going to stay out of that. I know the men's side a little bit. NC State, a 9.5-point dog to Purdue. To me, it sounds like Purdue wins that game, but can't NC State keep that inside the number? Can't they lose that game by 6 or 7?
With the whistle Zach Edey and Purdue gets, it's hard to bet against Purdue. I have faded Purdue every single game in this tournament, and I have been incorrect every single game in this tournament.
You're learning the hard way.
Yeah.
The late game, Alabama, UConn minus. How about this? How about a money line parlay? Purdue to win, UConn to win. So it's a 1 versus 1 in the national championship. How about a Hard Rock Bet? You just bet Purdue on the money line and UConn on the money line. You parlay them together. Both got to win their games. And if they do, you win your bet. Want to do that instead?
That sounds manageable.
Instead of worrying about the point spread, want to do that? As my boy Richie says from Tito's Handmade Vodka, he says, never bet on a sport where it doesn't matter how much you win by. That's why I play money lines when I deal with football and basketball. Because if the points don't matter that much, I'm careful.
You've got the same goal as the coach and the players. Win the damn game.
Right. That's why we love hockey. Because they're not really that big of a deal. Except for empty nets, which we love. March Betness. Hard Rock Bet. UFC fights. Coming up this weekend. Of course, golf every weekend. The live wager and the ability to parlay makes all the difference in the world. We love Hard Rock Bet. Florida's only legal sports book. Sign up now. And again, remember, offered by Seminole Tribe of Florida, 21 plus, physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Real quick, let's listen to what Paul Pierce said about last night's game between Iowa and LSU. And as he referred to them, quote unquote, the white girls. Listen.
I'm going to just keep it 100 with you. We saw a white girl in Iowa do it to a bunch of black girls.
Mm. Well, of course.
That made it like, oh, that gained my respect.
I hear you.
You're like, right. That's like, oh, she didn't do this to some other little white girls that was over here in, in Colorado, wherever. She did it to some girls from LSU, who we thought were some dogs.
Defending champs.
Defending champs, and put them on her knee and spanked them.
Spanked them.
And so that, and then, I know, but I didn't expect that.
Who keeps putting Paul Pierce on TV?
Why?
Who keeps putting Paul Pierce on TV? That's my question. I get what he's saying, and he's being very real. But it's also very prejudicial, because what he's saying is, they gained my respect because the white girls did this to the black girls from LSU. First of all, these are young women. Girls is a little bit demeaning. It's not girls basketball. It's not seventh grade. These are young women. Second of all, him saying that it gained his respect that the white girls, so that means that he wouldn't expect that based upon the color of thy skin. And everyone is going to do the same thing. And they're going to say, what if it was a white analyst who was saying this the other way around? Well, we know they'd be fired.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it okay what Paul Pierce is saying. It is what it is. He's being honest about being surprised that the white, but it does reaffirm stereotypes, and it is to some degree prejudicial, and we got to be careful with that. If comments were made in reverse about a spelling bee, people would go crazy. So I'm not here to do anything other than remind us, who keeps putting Paul Pierce on TV? He's entertaining in the wrong ways. And I'm not mad at his comments. I'm not. I just, for a show that's on FS1 that's really struggling to find their way, I'm not sure that that wasn't maybe a nail in the proverbial coffin.
I like Skip's going, I hear you. Yes. Like,
in other words, stop talking. Yeah. In other words, don't say more.
That's enough.
Please don't say more. When we come back, final segment. Let's get Tina to cry one more time.
Okay.
Final segment ever for Josh Cohen and the home team at ESPN 106.3 is a live radio show. After today, the home team will no longer be on ESPN 106.3. I will reappear in short order, as well. Tina will, doing some stuff, and C-Cat will as well, doing other stuff on our YouTube channel, ESPN West Palm Play. That's where my shows and content will be, as well as our social media platforms. But we head into the final 2-minute warning in the history of the home team at ESPN 106.3. Before that, though, St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. Great family-owned business of integrity and honor. Family business matters. You know why? Accountability. Family name goes on stuff. That means they try harder. That means they take care of people because they do not want to disrespect the family name and the legacy came before them. These people are great fans of Tina's dad from racing days.
They are.
17 locations, West Palm through the Treasure Coast. In and out faster and cheaper for an oil change in the dealership where you bought your car because of the cost of hourly labor. Also, they got batteries for everything. Side-by-sides, ATVs, golf carts, jet skis, batteries for your car and truck and SUV, of course, but batteries for everything else. And tires, a top independent tire dealer recognized nationally year in and year out. Family-owned business matters. Family-operated business matters. Go to slbt.com, make an appointment, or just pop in. One of the 17 locations, West Palm to the Treasure Coast. They're wonderful business. They're wonderful people. They're St. Lucie Battery and Tire. slbt.com, slbt.com. Back in moments to say goodbye, the home team on ESPN 106.3.
Listening to Josh Cohen and the home team, presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
As the Foo Fighters sing in this song, if everything could ever be this good forever, right? Isn't that the lyric? If everything could ever be this good again.
Maybe.
For those that don't know, we just announced it. Final show on ESPN 106.3 for Josh Cohen of the home team. I'll catch up with you on the YouTube channel with new shows and the new content. As far as the home team thing, I'll explain to you later on how that's going to work out. Quick mention of the Miami Marlins. Please.
Oh, yeah.
Quick.
Season is in full swing. Go to marlins.com/tickets to find out all of their matchups. The Angels are in town right now. You get to see Mike Trout upcoming matchups. You got the Braves, the Giants, the Nationals. Take advantage of the promotions throughout the season like Burger and Beer Friday, Taco Tuesdays, and more to come. Go to the Marlins.
Website?
Marlins.com/tickets.
Everyone, you got to subscribe to our ESPN West Palm Play channel now so you won't miss what's happening. The final championship of cringe dad joke daily in the history of the home team on ESPN 106.3. C-Cat, go.
Best for last, right? What keys unlock a banana?
What?
Monkeys.
Monkeys. Monkeys, yeah.
I hate it. I hate it. I'm celebrating.
Yeah.
Follow me on Twitter, Josh On Air. Follow me on Instagram, the former world champion. Follow Tina on both at Tina Home Team. That might have to change. No, keep it.
No, Tina Home Team.
Coming up next, it is Freddie and Harry, then Heat and Knicks at 7, and then game night to follow. Kids, remember, every day above ground
is a good day.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
Good night, bad guy.
Kids, remember, while it's nice to be important, it's more important to be nice. See you guys soon. Home Team time, just about 6 p.m.